SBS Radio.
It has been several weeks since the doors of theatres and dance studios have closed for public. Not an easy time for artists. But as Danielle Riley says, this is also a great time to explore, learn and study. Danielle Riley is a choreographer, dancer, teacher and producer from the Wiradjuri Nation of Western New South Wales. Danielle is currently an associate producer at Ilbijerri Theatre Company. He teaches contemporary dance technique at the Victorian College of Arts and sits on the board of Chunky Move. Many thanks for joining us on NITV Radio, Danielle.
Hi, thanks, Saka. Thanks so much for having me.
Our pleasure. How are you doing in this different, weird time?
Personally, pretty well. I've got a three-year-old son, so my wife and I, we pulled him from daycare and we bunkered down at home. What really felt like 2 weeks, but actually when we looked at the calendar, it was 6 weeks. And I just don't know, time has just shifted in such a weird way, and it was moving at not the usual speed. So it was very strange when we realized that he'd been home with us for 6 weeks. But he's gone back to daycare last week, which felt really good. We felt really comfortable with that decision, and he was starting to miss and the kind of all the mischief, you know, he gets up to with kids his own age, as opposed to being here at home with, you know, mama and papa all day, when we're also obviously still trying to work in this new kind of, yeah, strange world, as you said, working from home, which I feel very fortunate in that my role at Ilbijerri currently as associate producer, I'm able to do that from home. So I feel very fortunate to still be having this role with the company. And as you also mentioned, I'm still teaching. I'm teaching contemporary dance technique at the VCA, as well as mentoring First Nations dancers who are in the dance course there in first year and second year. And so I've been adjusting as a whole bunch of, you know, a lot of teachers have been to teaching from my lounge room. And so I've been teaching contemporary dance technique to my computer screen, and I see little boxes of all these wonderful aspiring performers and dancers in their various sized spaces doing the best they can in a strange situation, you know, especially with dance. It's such a physical mode of art form, you know, it's taught and performed usually, you know, face-to-face. So it's been very weird, and it's short term, to be honest, you know, and we're looking to go back in second semester. So other than all of that, I'm feeling pretty good, actually.
Well, that's good to hear. And you said you were teaching online, so your students in Victorian College of the Arts, they are still having their classes?
They are, yeah. We took a few weeks off there. The lecturers, we all had to kind of really wrap our heads around, well, this kind of the technology of Zoom and how best we could use that to still teach and to still, you know, pass on the knowledge and to still excite the students and to keep them engaged from their various spaces. Students have been really wonderful in adapting, and it's actually a very good lesson, I suppose, if you think about it, if you flip it and you think about it from their point of view. It's such a good lesson in adaptability. As all artists, we all have to be adaptable to current situation, to things and to moments that are out of our control. And this whole COVID situation has definitely been one of those situations where all artists, we've all had to stay fluid, I suppose.
But I guess if you're a painter, that maybe is a little bit easier, whereas when you're a dancer, you need to stay active, need to stay fit, and then you have to stay inside.
Yeah, absolutely. Our body as dancers is our tool. It is trickier. Well, I've found it, you know, trickier because it's that daily training of that tool that you need. Usually, ideally, you need space and you need this kind of idea of commonality too, of sharing and inhabiting space with other performers and other dancers and feeding off each other and connecting at the base root of what that is connection with each other and with an audience if you're performing, you know. And so not being able to do that is definitely has been tricky, but there has been such good, as I said before, such good fluidity amongst the dance community in adapting and really just accepting the situation for what it is at the moment, but also thinking about how we can best emerge from this situation stronger, more adaptable and smarter as well.
Is that something you're telling also the Indigenous dancers you're mentoring? Is that the main message?
Yeah, you know, for sure. Like, I think we always have to be, I think any artist has to be fluid and has to be adaptable. The whole kind of mentoring program that I started to develop there with the head of dance, Carol Brown at VCA, was just about making sure that these First Nations students have somewhere safe, that a cultural space where they can feel culturally held in this kind of behemoth that is the University of Melbourne and the VCA, you know, somewhere where they can still identify, still connect to culture, and we're all, even I'm off country, you know, I live here on Wurundjeri country in Melbourne, and I'm off country. This isn't my country. As you said, my country is Wurundjeri country, which is Western New South Wales and Dubbo Orange area, and Wellington. You know, that's my ancestral land and country, and that's where my kin comes from, and my sense of belonging and community is out there. And so for me, wanting to develop this program with these First Nations students was really all about making sure that A, they feel culturally held, and B, that we can still explore our culture, our mob, even if we are off country, and how we can do that together. I feel very strongly about this program, and I feel really excited by it too, that we meet every week. Well, we used to meet face-to-face, but now, you know, we meet via Zoom, which isn't as satisfying, but it's still that weekly connection and weekly kind of touch-in to see, make sure how they are, you know, is there anything I can do for them, how I can best support them, and taking into account, I suppose, my career to date and my performance career and choreographic career, and, you know, I offer help and guidance where I can. You know, I don't know everything, and however I can help, I've kind of said to them I'm willing to do that for them. So, yeah, so I feel that's a really exciting part of my week.
Well, your dance career is actually pretty impressive. You dance with Bangara Dance Theatre for 12 years, and then you joined Irish Dance Theatre Company, and then you choreographed many pieces. You were nominated for many awards. What does dance mean to you, actually?
Wow. Dance for me, I suppose, is dance is the form that maybe I chose it or it chose me. I'm not quite sure on what that relationship was. Actually, now I say it out loud, I would say it found me. Through dance, I've been able to identify with culture and with my sense of cultural identity here in Australia and on this country. The connection through dance, through being able to connect to different countries, different communities, different mob, different dance styles, different languages, visual arts, all of that has given me this greater sense of identity. And moving forward, I would love to be able to continue my exploration of this kind of sense of identity and who I am, you know, and I think about my son now and what I can teach him and how I can help him to identify how he wants to. Part of me doesn't want him to grow up to be a dancer because it's pretty rough and hard, but however he chooses to be, you know, in this world, that I want to be able to feel like I can give him the tools to connect to, you know, to our heritage. So dance for me is this greater sense of purpose and belonging somewhere. And, you know, art is such a beautiful, visceral storytelling tool that I just adore. And yeah, I just love moving and love being with people and getting to explore that.
What would be your advice to artists or especially dancers and performers who are listening to us, how to survive this time?
I would say, you know, look, it's a short-term situation in the scheme of things, I believe. And I really think that we just need to stay safe. And also, this is a really good time to be kind of bunkering down and reconnecting with family, reconnecting with stories, reconnecting with culture and heritage and a belonging, and really, you know, realizing that we will come through this and that we will come through this stronger and we will come through this more adaptable and, as I said before, more fluid in how we continue to move forward. But I think, you know, we just, you know, stay strong, stay smart and stay connected, I think. Don't get lost. Don't feel adrift on the ocean. You know, I think stay close to shore and reach out if you ever need anything. We, you know, reach out. All of our song lines and our kinship lines are long and extensive. So, you know, we just stick together and stay strong and positive and healthy, mainly.
And what can we be looking forward to? Are you preparing something with your theatre company or with your students?
You know, Ilbidri, we feel very, very fortunate in that we've got numerous works in development. Those development timelines have maybe been shifted slightly just because of, you know, the unfortunate situation of theatres closing and touring kind of being put on pause at the moment. But we've seen such a huge amount of support for artists from private philanthropy. We received a $60,000 philanthropic donation that we, Ilbidjuri, we set up this Blackfella Boost program for quick response grants for Blackfellas who had been affected by COVID, who had lost money and who had an idea, a professional development opportunity. You know, they want to take this time to relearn something or to learn something new or to reach out to a new connection or to build collaborators or whatever their small idea was. That, you know, we had a great amount of responses come through, and we feel very, very fortunate that we've been lucky to support 24 funded artists or even small groups of people that will now receive money. They can stay moving forward and stay connected and stay creative. We feel very, very fortunate that we receive that kind of philanthropic support from organizations that we can then disseminate. Ilbidjuri is also, we're also a champion for the 1,000 times 1,000 initiative, which is Theatre Network Australia initiative supported by Creative Partnerships, and we feel very strongly about that being one of the champion organisations for that. You know, but in terms of also what we're doing at Ilbidjuri, we're still reaching out, we're still making work. So our Ilbidjuri Ensemble has moved to an online format where each week young black fellas from mainly Victoria at the moment, but really because of the idea of Zoom, it can be anywhere. You can come and you can log on. You can just go to the Ilbidjuri website, check the details for that, and you just sign up. Our Ilbidjuri Ensemble has been doing weekly workshops and just learning the skills of acting, learning how stories made, learning performance skills, writing skills, all of that. That's still working, and that's still moving ahead even in this kind of strange digital format and digital world. So that also feels really good that we're putting our effort and our time and resources into something really positive as well for our next generation too, you know, our young black fellas who aspire to be performers of some sort, you know, that we can still provide that for them, which is really wonderful.
So any people who are listening to us can definitely join you on this platform?
Absolutely, yes, please. Yeah, just as I said, go to the Ilbidjuri website, which is ilbidjuri.com.au, and you can just go there and find the Ilbidjuri Ensemble. Click through, and then that will show you all the details, who to email, and just send an email through, and someone will get back to you. But yeah, we would love, the more the merrier with that program, for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Danielle, for your time and for this amazing positive energy.
Thank you so much.
There was Danielle Riley from the Wiradjuri Nation of Western New South Wales, choreographer, dancer, teacher and producer.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.